Sure. The police conducted a thorough investigation when time allowed them to do that. I think everybody has to remember, first of all, the law permits a year for investigation, and also the facts and circumstances surrounding this area and the police involvement and other responsibilities did not allow them to immediately investigate, find all the witnesses, get statements, prepare reports, and make application to our office. So that started really after the first of the year, and so they did exactly that. They conducted a thorough investigation. We had to identify some of the people who were arrested. We had to identify some of the arresting officers because there were other departments than St. Louis County involved. Then they had to consider all the evidence, including try to get videos that were online or videos they had, statements from other witnesses, other evidence that might be on the internet. And then they all put that in a report. The report is then made available to our office. We then staffed the review by the attorneys who are the municipal prosecuting attorneys. And they were expected to commanded to review each of these cases as they would any other case that was submitted by the police for application. Consideration was not given to the employment or profession of any of the defendants or anything else other than did the facts support a charge. And if the facts did not support a charge, the charges were not issued. If they did support a charge, a summons was issued. I think there's one important thing that should be noted, though. To the degree that there's any inference or suggestion that any other jurisdiction reviewed these charges or the events that led to our charging these people before we did is inaccurate.
Okay. So the county prosecutor of Ferguson did not review the charges?
Absolutely. These charges came to my office and my office only for review.
Okay. I don't know if you've read kind of some of the reaction, especially to the reporters that have been charged, but it's gotten a lot of pushback not only from activist groups but also press organizations. I know that you are called on to enforce the law, not to, you know, reply to public opinion, but what do you make of the reaction to all of this?
Well, you know, I think I take it personally because the purpose of my job is to oversee a fair assessment of criminal charges being brought against a person. My staff does that fair assessment, and I don't think that there's any there should be any weight given as to what it is that the person does in his profession. I did note that a substantial number of the press organization complaints dealt only with the charges levied against members of the press and not other members of the society. So even by that inference, it's almost as giving them, that is, reporters, a greater sense of entitlement to review than anybody else, like a bank teller or a teacher or anyone else. So I understand why they would do that. I think it's important to protect the freedom of the press. I think it's important to protect the free movement of the press and their free analytical opportunities. But I think it's unfair to say merely because this person was is a reporter, he was charged because he was a reporter.
But if I might interject, I don't know that a bank teller would be there on the job.
No, a bank teller wouldn't be there on the job, but nobody was arrested for being on the job and nobody was charged for doing his job.
I've seen, I think, at least one video of that entire situation, and my first reaction to it was I'm not really sure what they did wrong in that instance. And I think that's been their contention all along. I mean, what kind of prompted you to decide that they've committed a crime?
Well, I can't really go into those cases individually and comment on them, so I'm sorry for that. I'm not surprised that they would claim that they were not doing anything wrong, but I looked at the police report, and I feel that they did do something wrong. But to parse out the evidence that's against them and to distribute that to you on these particular individuals, I really can't do that. Sorry.
And do you know how many people that you said, like, around 100 was how you might?
Well, you know, I don't know how many I charged. I can say over 100 applications were made. Mm-hmm. We did not issue on each one of those applications were made, but I can't tell you enough.
Is it application? Is that an arrest or is that a
no,
report?
No, literally what it is, the application for warrant or for a charge is that they deliver the report to our office. Our office reviews it. And in that sense, that's what I mean by application.
Okay.
They're applying for a charge to be issued after our review of the case.